Well, the ASX 200 has seen mixed fortunes over the course of early trade on Thursday. It started in a pretty conservative manner. It built to a gain of around 20 points at its best levels of the day. Started to ebb from those from that point. And then really what was the critical turning point for the market was when we saw the January unemployment figures. They were better than expected. And that actually saw sellers get on top of the market. So as we approach lunch, the market is down by around 5 points. Banks are doing most of the heavy lifting. They're generally higher with the exception of the NAB. It's down by around 0.25%. The CBA and ANZ groups are the most improved in that neck of the woods. They're up by around 1%. Mining stocks are generally weaker as well. It's been a busy morning as far as earnings results are concerned, and there have been some sizable movements after organisations have reported their results, none more so than Webjet. That stock is up by a massive 30% after it bettered expectations with its numbers. The NPAT figure was up by 61% to just over $38 million. So the market really responding well to that, as they did to Wesfarmers with a special dividend as a part of their outcome as well. That stock's up by around 6%. The Star Entertainment Group's up by around 5%. Nine Entertainment is up by 6%. Ausdrill also doing well with a 4% improvement. Some of the underperformers have included Illumina, the APN Property Group, and Coca-Cola Amatil. Those organisations are down in the order of around 2 to 3%. So that brings us to the jobs figures for January. The market was looking for 15,000 jobs to have been added to the economy. What we saw was 39,000, way ahead of expectations. What was really pleasing to economists was the fact that this came through full-time jobs growth at the expense of part-time jobs growth. So that has been something of a theme in reverse over the course of recent history. But part of the reason why you have seen the Aussie dollar spike higher and the share market move lower is that the talk of the next move in interest rates being a rate cut has certainly been dampened as a result of these jobs numbers, which are very strong. The Aussie dollar has risen by the better part of a half a US cent in response to the figures.